Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Easter, April 14th, 2026. And our passage today is from the Evangelist John. He writes, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things?" The night air still held a quiet weight. Jerusalem had gone to sleep, but not every heart had found rest. Nicodemus came under the cover of darkness. This teacher of Israel, a man formed by Scripture, disciplined in thought, faithful in practice. He knew the law. He knew the prophets. He knew what had been handed down, and yet something in him did not know. There's a peculiar kind of restlessness that comes not from ignorance, but from knowledge that has not yet become life. Nicodemus carries that restlessness. He comes to Jesus not as a skeptic, but as a man who senses that everything he has learned is somehow incomplete. Jesus meets him not with flattery, but with a kind of holy astonishment. "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this?" It's not a rebuke meant to shame, it's a question meant to awaken. Because there is a difference between knowing about God and recognizing Him when He stands before you. We might imagine Nicodemus standing there, the words of Scripture alive in his memory. He knows the stories, the breath of God over the waters, the Spirit given to the prophets, the promise of a new heart. He knows them all. But now Jesus speaks of being born from above, of a life not constructed by effort, but received as gift, of a spirit that moves like the wind, uncomfortable, unseen, but undeniably real. And Nicodemus cannot make the leap, not because he is unwilling, but because what Jesus is offering cannot be grasped the way one grasps a concept. It must be received. This is the tension at the heart of the gospel today. Jesus says, "We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you do not accept our testimony." There's a kind of knowledge that comes from study, and there's a kind that comes from encounter. Nicodemus has the first. Jesus is inviting him into the second. And that invitation is always unsettling, because encounter requires surrender. It means admitting that we thought what we understood is enough. It means allowing God to lead us beyond the safe boundaries of what we can explain. It means stepping into mystery, not as something to solve, but as someone to trust. We are not so different from Nicodemus. Many of us have learned the language of faith. We know the prayers, we understand the teachings, we can speak about God with clarity and even conviction. But there are moments, quiet, interior moments, when something in us whispers, "Do I really believe this?" Not in the sense of intellectual agreement, but in the deeper sense of trust. Do I trust that God is at work in what I cannot see? Do I trust that His Spirit moves even when I do not understand the direction? Do I trust enough to let go of control? Because that is where Jesus is leading Nicodemus. That is where Jesus is leading us. There is a small hidden story behind this encounter. Nicodemus comes at night. At first that seems like caution, perhaps even fear. But over time the gospel reveals something else. This man who came in darkness will later speak in defense of Jesus. And finally, after the crucifixion, he will step into the light, bringing spices to prepare the Lord's body for burial. The one who did not understand stayed. The one who could not yet believe kept coming. And that made all the difference. Perhaps that is the quiet encouragement in today's gospel. Jesus does not reject Nicodemus for his lack of understanding. He does not turn him away for asking the wrong questions. He meets him in the place where knowing has reached its limit and invites him deeper. There is a moment in every spiritual life when we reach that edge, where our explanations fall short, where our certainty begins to tremble, where God is no longer an idea we manage, but a mystery who calls us. And in that moment, we have a choice: to retreat into what we already know, or to step forward into what we cannot yet fully understand. The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with the life of the Spirit. So it is with faith. And tonight, perhaps the invitation is simple. Not to have all the answers, not to resolve every question, but to remain, to keep coming, to allow the Lord to lead you from knowledge into encounter, from certainty into trust, from understanding into love. Because in the end, faith is not something we master, it is someone we follow. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you meet us in the places where we feel uncertain, where we know no longer feel sufficient. You do not turn us away from when we struggle to understand, but gently invite us deeper, beyond ideas, beyond explanations, into living faith. Give us the courage of Nicodemus to keep coming to you even in the dark, to remain when we do not yet see clearly, to trust when we cannot yet fully comprehend. Breathe your Spirit into our hearts, that we may be born from above, not by our effort, but by your grace. Teach us to listen for the wind, to follow where you lead, and to believe, not only with our minds, but with our whole lives. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we take a passage from the Gospels and apply it to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.